الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، على من لا نبي بعده، ولا أمة بعد أمته، ولا كتاب بعد كتابه، ولا شريعة بعد شريعته. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. من المؤمنين رجال وصدقوا ما عاهدوا الله عليه، صدق الله العظيم. My dear respected elders and brothers, from time to time in our Jummah khutbah, we touch on various topics, various themes, various angles. Sometimes we speak on contemporary issues, as we had spoken in the time leading to the elections. And sometimes we speak on aspects pertaining to the heart, as we spoke about the love of Almighty Allah last week. And also from time to time, we look back at our history, speaking about events and speaking about great personalities. But in speaking about events and personalities, our ultimate intention is to draw lessons from those incidents and from those personalities. Today I would like to speak about some lessons from the life of a very, very great Sahabi. Someone that along the line, you and I have come to know, have heard about, have listened about. And that is the Sahabi by the name of Abu Ayyub Ansari radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, who is well known for his hospitality to our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His real name was Khalid bin Zaid. He was from the Bani Najjar tribe, the tribe that was related to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's grandfather Abdul Muttalib married in that tribe and married from amongst a woman from that tribe. So in that way, he was from that tribe. But his real great prominence came about after the migration of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. After migration, after hijrat, when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entered Medina Munawwara. Now we all know that for various reasons, many reasons, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave the da'wah of Islam to the people of Medina. Every year at Hajj, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to tell people about Islam. And used to tell them, the people of Makkah are not listening to me. You turn towards Islam and give me protection. When people used to come from the various directions and from the various places. And it so happened that the people of Medina, they were neighbors to the Jews of Medina. The Jews had come to settle down in Medina on the basis that the last Prophet of Almighty Allah will come here and we will bring Iman upon him. So they used to tell the people of Medina that the last Prophet of Allah will come and he together with him, we will defeat you and we will take over the city. وَكَانُوا مِنْ قَبْلُ يَسْتَفْتِحُونَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ كَفَرُ. They used to tell the people of Medina, when the last Prophet of Allah come, we will be with him and we will take over this Medina and we will do this and this. So when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam told the people of Medina, I am the last Prophet of Almighty Allah, it came in their mind, but this is what the Jews are saying. So let us bring Iman upon him before them. And then of course, 6 people brought Iman. The next year, 72 people brought Iman. And then eventually when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam came into Medina, the Mus'ab bin Umair, the ambassador of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Medina, had such an environment had been set in Medina Munawwara that the people of Medina were waiting anxiously for Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam to come. Right? And of course we all know the very famous incident that the small girls of Medina, that when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam came, they sang that particular type of beautiful anashid and poetry. Tala al badru alayna min thaniyatil wada'i wajab al shukru alayna mada'a lillahi da'in. What is so amazing about this anashid? I found this particular anashid being read by every segment of the society, every segment of our ummah. You know, it is amazing how Allah Ta'ala had given qabooliyat of something. Allah gives acceptance to something. That, you know, what sincerity they might have recited it. That today, 1400 years after that, you know, when you just hear that nasheed, you just hear that poetry, you know, your mind springs up. that how those young girls might have sang that poetry. And it has been read by all segments. So whether the person is a Salafi, whether he's a Sufi, whether he is anything, everyone particular Salaf, every section of this Ummah take pride in reading this particular poetry. Nevertheless, when Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam comes in Medina, because of this anxiety and anxiousness to host Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, everyone says, we want to host Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They said, Ya Rasulullah, we will host you. Come to our house. Come to our house for us to come to you. For you to come to our house is our honor. Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, leave my camel. My camel has been directed by Allah to go and stop where Allah wants it to stop. Leave my camel. It will stop where Allah wants it to stop. And eventually it comes and stop at the open place right next to the house of Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And when he sees this, he is extremely overjoyed. And he comes in the presence of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Ya Rasulullah, it is my honor to be your host. It is my honor to be your host. And then he brings Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam into the house. Initially, he suggested to Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Ya Rasulullah, you take the bottom floor, I will take that, you know, you take the top floor, I will stay in the bottom floor. Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, I will get visitors from time to time. You continue staying with your family on the top floor, I will stay on the bottom floor. So then, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam impressed upon him. The first night, he and Abu Ayyub and Ummi Ayyub, while relaxing and sleeping, the thought come, Ya Allah, we are sleeping on the top of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is sleeping underneath us. From the Shari point of view, there was no haram. But the thought, when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the wahi comes down, will we be preventing the wahi coming down upon Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? They started becoming anxious. And they started moving around, started thinking where the Nabi of Allah might be sleeping so that at least they must not be directly on top of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Ya Allah, the whole night went like this. The next morning they came to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Ya Rasulullah, we can't stay on top. You rather go on top. That's what happened. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, nothing, there is nothing haram, nothing wrong. Brothers, to respect something, especially to respect the Sha'airullah, is amongst the greatest forms of taqwa. وَمَنْ يُعَزِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ Whoever shows respect to the symbol of Allah, it is a sign of taqwa. To show respect to the mushaf, to show respect to the masjid, to show respect to ulama, to show respect to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is amongst the highest form of taqwa. People don't realize this. Respect is a cornerstone of Islam. As Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had said, "Adabani Rabbi fa ahsana ta'dibi." My Allah has taught me respect, and He has taught me respect in the most beautiful manner. To show respect to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's uncle Abbas was one day asked that, "O Abbas, are you elder or is Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam elder?" Abbas was elder in age than Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And is, are you, we say normally, are you bigger? Are you elder than someone? So what did Abbas radiallahu ta'ala said? Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam is elder. He is bigger than me. I was born before him. He is elder. He is bigger. I was born before him. He couldn't bring it upon his tongue to say that I am bigger than Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Even there was nothing wrong in him saying I'm elder than him in age. This is respect. Urwa bin Mas'ud, when he saw this, the respect Sahaba was showing to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, he told the people of Makkah at the time of Hudaybiyah, accept the peace treaty. I have never ever saw anyone showing the adab and respect for the leader the way I saw the companion showing to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam. They are prepared to die for him. Show respect, brothers. Show respect to Sha'airullah. Allah Ta'ala, inshallah, because of that, even if there is weakness in our amal, Allah Ta'ala will grant us respite and inshallah Allah will grant us salvation. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam persuaded him. Then after a few days, another incident happens. All of a sudden, a glass of water, you know, gets wasted. It falls on the ground while they're on top. All of a sudden, they only had one blanket. And they spend the entire night using that blanket to soak up the water. The drops of that must not fall upon Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and inconvenience Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Subhanallah. The next day he said, Ya Rasulullah, no matter what you say, I can't stay on top. You're going to stay on top, I'm going to sit at the bottom, stay in the bottom. This was the respect that Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu anhu showed when he was hosting Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And for 7 months he was the host of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, 7 months to host someone. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stayed in his house for 7 months. There is a riwayat that Nabi, that I won't go into that. We are talking about the lessons. That particular house was purchased by a pious king of Yemen. And he said that I made this house, make it, and I buy it and purchase it. That one day the last Nabi of Allah will come and stay here. Because his learned people told him that the last Nabi of Allah will come and stay in this particular city. So he had purchased the house for Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the last Nabi of Allah will come and stay in this house. Then another incident happened to show the hospitality of Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu ta'ala anhu. One day, Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu comes out of his house, peak at the time of, you know, the heat of the summer. Normally the people of Arabia, at the time of Zuhur, at that time they used to go and sleep and rest. So that time you don't see people, you know, outside. Most of them were resting. So Hazrat Abu Bakr comes out of his house. Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu comes up and said, Abu Bakr, this is not a time when people normally come out of their house. What has led you out of your house? They said, what has led us out of our house is hunger. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes out at the same time. They ask Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what has drawn you out of your house? Hunger, no food in the house. So they all three of them, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Shaykhain, the two close companions, decide to go to the house of Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu ta'ala anhu. When they went, he was busy working in the fields. He was a farmer. And Ummi Ayyub said, I will send a message. Please come in. It will be our honor. So Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he came, he saw Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abu Bakr and Umar. He became extremely happy. First thing he did was, he presented different types of kajur in front of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He presented dry kajur, rutab, tamar, busar, and he put it in front of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Abu Ayyub, why did you bring about this variety? He said, Ya Rasulullah, you choose from the variety which you are inclined towards. Shows you that, you know, sometimes when our guest comes in, for us to bring about a variety of food, it's permissible. You bring a variety because to entertain the guest. So then Nabi, he said, Ya Rasulullah, I'm going to slaughter. I got a 1 year sheep. I'm going to slaughter that sheep. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives him permission. And then he brings the kajur, and then he brings that particular sheep after slaughtering it. Half of it he did in curry, half of it he roasted it. And then he told Ummi Ayyub, you know how to make very good rotis, you make the rotis. And then he presented it to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gets that, the first thing he does is, he takes a little bit of meat, puts it in a roti and said to Abu Ayyub, go and give it to the house of Fatima. She hasn't eaten for 3 days. For 3 days she hasn't eaten. Go and give her also some of that food. After eating this food, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you know, he says and he tells the Sahaba, Subhanallah, lahmun wa khubzun wa rutabun wa tamarun wa busarun. Ya Allah, Allah has given us bread. Allah has given us meat. Allah has given us three varieties of dates. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam burst out crying. And he said, this is what Allah has said in the Quran. ثُمَّ لَتُسْأَلُنَّ يَوْمَ إِذٍ عَنِ النَّعِيمِ. I will question you with regard to the favors I bestow upon you. I will question you with regard to what I have given you. Brothers, you and I, how many times we have 3 square meals a day? Does the thought ever cross our mind that Allah will question us with regard to this? So this is, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had this. Sahaba said, Ya Rasulullah, we're eating after so many days. Will Allah take us into account for this also? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, yes, Allah will take into account. Use the power and strength Allah gives you, but use it correctly. Then, after this particular aspect, you know, Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when they're departing, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Abu Ayyub, come again to see me the next morning. Come and see me the next day. Now brothers, this particular aspect, very briefly, we don't have time, you know, to go and visit people and to entertain guests. Subhanallah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam It said in a hadith in Sahih Muslim, a person from the previous ummah was going to visit a person in another village. And as he was going, Allah Ta'ala deputed an angel to ask him, what is the reason for you to go and visit another person? Have you got any worldly motive? He said, no. Have you got any other reason to go there? He said, I'm only going there out of the love for my brother. So I say, the angel said, Allah Ta'ala has deputed me to say, to tell you, that this is your intention, that Allah Ta'ala loves you the way you love your brother. Brothers, go and visit people. Go and visit people and go and take it. It is a sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. What a great reward. Then also when you go, there is etiquette with regard to going. Go and tell the person you are coming. Seek his permission. Allah in the Holy Quran says, وَإِن قِيلَ لَكُمْ ارْجِعُوا فَارْجِعُوا. You ask a person his permission to come and visit, and he tells you, I'm not in a position to host you now. فَارْجِعُوا. Then accept it. It is better for you. Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, that is with regard to the host, with regard to the guest, with regard to the host. مَنْ كَانَ يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ فَلْيُكْرِمْ ضَيْفَهُ. He who believes in Allah, he who believes in the Day of Judgment, he will entertain his guest. To entertain a guest, today it has become, Aliyadu billah, may Allah forbid, it is becoming a foreign thing to be able to entertain someone in your house. I mean, we're not saying you must be. Sometimes even to give a glass of water with kindness is something that is honoring a guest. Give something to entertain and honor a guest. It is a sunnah of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It is a requirement of Iman. If you believe in Allah, if you believe in the last day, then entertain people. It is a requirement of your Iman. How many times we do this in today's time? You know, there is a need for, you know, maybe eating out, etc., those type of things. But not very easy. Let's go and eat out. I'm not saying it's wrong. Sometimes you take your visitor, he would like to do so. But at the same time, Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, once they told a Sahaba, that when anyone comes to your house, then treat him kindly and with compassion, with ultimate kindness. Sahaba said, Ya Rasulullah, what is the meaning of ultimate kindness? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, 1 day is ultimate kindness. 3 days is an obligation. More than that is sadaqah. Subhanallah. 1 day is ultimate kindness. When someone comes to you as a guest, then 1 day you give him, you know, 5-star treatment. After that, between 1 and 3 days, obligation. It is something that is good for you to do. More than that, you are not required. It is sadaqah if you want. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told the people who are visiting, don't visit someone to such an extent that you put him in guna and sin. Sahaba said, Ya Rasulullah, how do we put him in guna and sin? You come and stay at someone's place and you be his visitor to the extent that he finds it difficult to host you. Huh? One day a person was sick, so people were coming. So as they were coming to visit him, so he said, you know, ane wale or ane jane ki log jo hai na mujhe bahut takleef mein dala hai. They've given me a lot of takleef. He was trying to tell the person who was sitting there for too long, that, you know, the people who are coming and visiting me have given me takleef. So the person who was, you know, visiting didn't get the hint. So he said, Should I close the door? He said, yes, close it, but close it from outside. Don't close it from here, go outside and go and close it. So we don't do that also. But look at how Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you look at the books of Islamic etiquettes. They will tell you what is the etiquette of the host, what is the etiquette of the guest. All of that has been made mention. These are Islamic akhlaq. And today we seem to be, you know, and Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu anhu personified that. Not only that, he was a person who was a mujahid. Subhanallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us this love. At the age of 80, Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu ta'ala anhu was taking part in jihad and fighting against the Roman Empire. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had given glad tidings for those people who first fight against the Roman Empire against the fall of Constantinople. He had given the glad tidings that the people who conquer Constantinople are the best of people. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said that the best of leaders, ni'mal amir, ni'mal amir dhalikal amir, wa ni'mal jaysh dhalikal jaysh, oh kama qal, the best of leaders, the best of armies will be the army that conquers Constantinople. Because of that, many people tried. From the time of Sahaba, they tried. Yazid bin Muawiyah led one expedition towards Constantinople, towards the conquering of Constantinople. And Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu anhu became sick. And it was now clear that he is going to lose his life. So the people, the Muslims, went to go and visit him. And they said, give us parting advice. So Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu anhu said, go and tell the Muslims they must continue striving for the sake of Allah. They must continue striving for the sake of Allah. And when my death comes, then they must take my body and take it to the furthest point where the Muslim army is. Take it to the furthest point where the Muslim army is and then bury me there. Then bury me there at that particular place. And that is why they went right up to the doors of Constantinople. And there they buried Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And today when you go to Istanbul, now today it is part of Istanbul. That time it was on the doors of Constantinople. Obviously we know Istanbul is the new name for Constantinople. You will find the qabr of Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu ta'ala anhu. I had the good fortune of two times going to that particular qabr. There is an amazing serenity around that particular qabr. There's an amazing thing. To people of that locality and that country, on Sunday mornings at the time of Fajr, the place of that masjid, the streets are all full. People come out of Barakah to come read Salat in that particular place. And this is the qabr of Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who taught us various lessons. And one of the lessons that he taught us was, amongst many other lessons, striving in the path of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how we are indebted to him that he hosted Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam for 7 months. He showed us the etiquette of hosting. He showed us the etiquette of respect to our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah have mercy upon Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu anhu. May Allah fill his qabr with noor. May Allah ta'ala grant us the love of those sahaba ikram, that the way they lived and they practice upon the deen, the way they sacrifice for the deen, and the way they had the love for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah ta'ala give us a small share of that. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.